It's a great opportunity for us. 7 years is not as long as some, so you know I'm grateful for that chance to have this opportunity in my seventh year to get to play in an NFC Championship game. You know, Coach Zim was talking to us this morning and you know talked about his first year in Dallas. They go to the NFC Championship game in '94 and then go back in '95, and he hasn't been back since '95. I think I was just out of diapers in 95. So, you know, that really kind of teaches us, and, you know, we can portray that message, especially to the young guys. And we have such a young team that this doesn't happen all the time. And, you know, we have a great opportunity, and, you know, we should make the most of it.
Cal, just what can you say about Stephon as a teammate and what you've kind of learned from him watching him come up from fifth-round draft pick to where he is to be able to make a play like that?
It's been awesome to watch him work, you know, all off-season, you know, during the season, perfecting his craft since the day he was here. You know, his first, I want to say three games, you know, he wasn't even dressed, was inactive, healthy scratch. And then, you know, you watch him come in against the Denver Broncos, and, you know, then we played the Kansas City Chiefs, and it just seemed like game after game after game he was going out there making plays. And he's just continually gotten better over the last 3 years. And it's awesome to see guys like that work so hard, have an opportunity in such a big moment, and for them to make the most of it.
Why do you think the offensive line improves?
I think you just look at the nature of those guys. You know, they're all selfless, incredibly hardworking, tough, physical guys. And, you know, there's a reason that they're here. You know, they're the kind of guys that Zim and Tony want on our offensive line. And they've been a huge part, if not the biggest part, of our success this year on offense.
Kyle, what does nearly being eliminated Sunday do for you and other guys in terms of reminding them just how important every second of the next 60 minutes is going to be?
It's nice to be on that end of it. Obviously, some of the guys in this locker room have been on the other end. And, you know, it just, if you didn't believe before and you didn't have confidence before that, you know, anything can happen if you go out there for four quarters and play 60 minutes, that should invigorate it in this team. So kind of having new life, if you would. You know, we came back in here Monday morning and, you know, obviously Zim addressed the team and, you know, it's congratulations, you know, we're moving on, but why were we in that situation to begin with? And turnovers, blocked kicks, giving up touchdowns in the red zone, those are reasons why we won't reach our ultimate goal. So, you know, certainly would like to fix it and not be in that situation again. And I think that was important for us to move on. You know, when you have a night like that and it ends the way it does, it's such an emotional high that, you know, we have to move on to the Philadelphia Eagles as quickly as possible. And, you know, coming in, having a normal Monday and looking back at that second half and what put us in that situation to begin with, I think allowed us to do it fairly quickly.
When you went to Philadelphia last year, what do you remember about what went wrong that day?
I remember we turned the ball over a ton. I think we actually started the game like inside the 5-yard line and didn't score, and you know, just didn't play well in the first quarter. There were like 4 straight turnovers back and forth, and you know, that's not our recipe for success on offense. You know, we want to protect the football, run the football, and take our chances in the pass game when we get them. So that'll be important again this week when we go there. You know, I don't think this team has lost a game when they've turned a team over 2 or more times. So we'll have to protect the football.
Does that help that you were there just last season? You were able to sample the atmosphere, the field conditions, all that stuff?
Yeah. You know, that was a game, I believe it was week 6 or week 7 because of the bye week. But the atmosphere will be a little different. It'll be a little louder. Their fans will be a little more excited, and rightfully so. It's an NFC Championship game. That the stakes are a little higher than they were week 7 of last year. So, you know, I think this team is completely different than the team that went there last year after the bye week.
How do you guys walk the line between, you know, wanting to be smart and not turn the ball over, but then also being able to take your chances and take advantage of opportunities, not playing conservatively, I guess?
Oh, well, I mean, I think you can go back and, you know, look at the first half last week and, you know, like not turning the ball over is just, you know, having that conscious mindset of protecting the football. It's not getting conservative. It's not playing the game scared or not to lose. It's just you have to have that conscious mindset of, look, this, we have to protect the football. You know, whether that's in the pass game, the run game, the kicking game, you know, as long as you're aware of it, then, you know, that usually takes care of itself. And it starts out here at practice today. You know, you work on it Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So then on Sunday, we can just go out and play, and we don't have to be conservative.
A few people between you and Adam and Stefan, you provide a pretty tough equation for a team that has been thrown on a little bit their secondary.
I mean, I think it goes even further than the three of us. You know, you just look at the amount of playmakers that we have on offense, and, you know, I would even add Jarek and Latavius, Michael, Jarius, you know, the list goes on of guys that can step up and make plays, and I think that's part of the reason why we're able to have success. You know, who are you going to take away? Who are you going to double? Who are you going to try to eliminate? And as long as we have all those guys playing at the level that they're playing at right now, we like our chances.
I feel like the run game is important even if the big yardage isn't there against this defense.
Absolutely. I mean, I think if you look back over the course of our season, the success that we've had in the run game has been, you know, chip away, chip away, chip away, and then all of a sudden you break a couple big ones in the second half or in the fourth quarter, and, you know, it kind of wraps the game up, and then you look up and we ran for 125, 150 yards. You know, those big runs aren't necessarily going to come right away, but, you know, that doesn't mean the run game is not effective. And, you know, I think that's part of the reason why we've had so much success this year in the run game is because we just keep at it. And, you know, it's a little bit here, and then we break one. And you never know when that run's going to come. So it's having that sense of urgency on each and every run.
All right. Thanks, guys.